Welcome back to the Intrepid 77 podcast. Hope you're doing well. This is kind of a part two, but not really. But it's a part two of my trip to the United States recently. I went through New York City via Montreal and the South Shore of Montreal recently. And coming back to kind of break up the trip to make the travel kind of easier, we actually went to lovely Saratoga Springs. After I bought this water, I realized it's not actually bottled in Saratoga, but it's the same brand. Anyway, Saratoga Springs was known at one point for its spring water, and its natural springs. Also featured in Diamonds Are Forever, which I had kind of somewhat forgot that a small portion of the book, or a couple of chapters at least, happens in Saratoga. They go from, or Felix and James go from New York City up to Saratoga, albeit from a different route because the interstate system hadn't been established yet. There was no Interstate 87 at that time. So, so we visited that. The hotel that's mentioned here, though, doesn't seem to exist in Saratoga. It seems to exist in Lake George, so possibly the geography is a little less incorrect because it's mentioned that it's a half mile from the racetrack, whereas the actual hotel, the Sagamore, is in Lake George. Beautiful hotel with a view on the lake, which was probably more related to something along this book because this happens in Lake George. Interesting enough, Saratoga Springs, there was a reason for us going to Saratoga Springs, not only because there's a nicer hotel than the hotel we had in New Jersey, but the Saratoga Auto Museum has the featured exposition at the moment, or up until the 20 some odd of January. We saw it in late December, so it's probably and possibly moving on by now. But the Saratoga Auto Museum has Bond in Motion as its featured exhibition. So this was my first time being in the presence of real Bond used vehicles, because like I mentioned, the DB5 that's in Spyscape, while the number plates are correct, I'm not sure it's one of the six that has been used in the Bond films, whereas the one that we see at Bond in Motion is absolutely a screen used one, albeit this is not a gadget car. I don't think, it seems like it's just a hero car, but all the same, you're in the presence of greatness. One of the most iconic movie cars of all time is the Aston Martin DB5, without a doubt. No one can really question it. It's been in so many movies. The James Bond Complex and I did a review of the book a while back. I actually interviewed the author a while back, and that was graciously gifted a copy of the book. And it's a gorgeous book. It's a gorgeous car. I've got the DB5 as artwork on my door, and I've got the DB5 Lego here as well. It's really an iconic car, but the Bond in Motion is so much more than that, because there are other vehicles there that are, if not as special, perhaps even more so. The whole tour starts off with a Ski-Doo from Die Another Day, which you can get on and have a little ride. People have been posting that as their first photo because it's the real only tactile one you have. There's Tracy's Mercury Cougar from Honor Majesty's Secret Service. There's another car, another American car that I'm thinking of that's there. Was there an AMC that's there as well? I kind of got caught up in the fact that there was a number of submarines that were there, including the Nelly sub from the Lotus Esprit Nelly sub from, well, the movie version of this book. It's exactly the same. And of course, the major part of the collection, the coolest part of the collection, is the Aston Martin. So they do have the Jaguar from Die Another Day, which is cool because it's a very gadget-focused, gadget-forward car. So it's really interesting that they have that there. But they've got, the Vanquish, aka the Vanish. So they also, they're kind of all in the same room. There's a Wet Nelly, Wet Nelly is there, but you've got the first, two of the other things that are there is kind of the first in the history of motorsports, is there is the one of the first trikes, one of the first three-wheelers that Honda produced that was from the film Die Another Day, Diamonds Are Forever, excuse me, and they've got the kind of first jet ski, which I also believe was inspired by Love Me, albeit in different kind of formats than what we're used to today. When you think of a jet ski or a Sea-Doo, you know, there's no actual ski in the front, where the original ones actually had a big wide ski on the front. There was the, I'm trying to think of that room, that was it, there was a DB5. You go into the next room and we have a few other kind of cool feature cars. There's the 750 IL BMW from Tomorrow Never Dies, included with the gadgets, which was really cool to see. There's the two destroyed DBSs from the back-to-back films, Casino Royale and Quantum of Solace. That was really cool to see. Because one, the Casino Royale one is a record-breaking car with Ben Collins as the driver for the number of flips in a film. And the Quantum of Solace car is just a nicer color overall. It's really awesome to see in person. But it's cool to see that they're kind of battle damaged. There's the DB10 that's there as well. And I really like the DB10. I didn't get a really great photo of it, but I did get a good look around. There's the Z8 from BMW, which is super rare. I never really see one in person. Z3s are kind of a dime a dozen, but you rarely see that one. The 750 IL is also kind of the 7 series of BMW. It's common enough that I've seen them before, but with the gadgets, it's a big plus. Couple of motorcycles that are there as well in those rooms. For the price, for the price as a family, it's a little expensive. For the price of an individual, it was actually worth it. We got through the tour kind of quickly. We were honestly really exhausted from our trip. It was good to break up the trip in half, because we'd originally planned it for an extra day in NYC. And then when we got around to booking the hotels, there was a day missing. So we said, well, what can we do to break up the trip in half, so we can go to Albany, or we can go to Saratoga, or we can go to Lake George. And finally we all accepted that Saratoga was the better option. We had a great hotel. Saratoga is a nice, really kind of quaint town. I did enjoy seeing the city a little bit, but I mean, of course, Bond in Motion was the major attraction. If I go back to Saratoga, it'll probably be in the summer to see a horse race. That's it for this episode of the Intrepid 77 podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Make sure to like and subscribe and let me know what you think. Take care. See you next time.